Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
All right, we're going to talk with Chris Perkins of the Sun Sentinel here. Old Dolphins talk. He's on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Chris Perkins, columnist for the Sun Sentinel, covering the Miami Dolphins. You can also hear him Sunday on Game Day Uncensored with Alejandro Solana and Brendan Tobin. So I'll help you get ready for Miami and the Chargers. Perk is with us now. You wrote a column earlier this week, Perk, that McDaniel has to be gone after this season. There's nothing that can be done, right, in your opinion. There's nothing that can be done that's left to be done where you would say, you know what, this coach and this regime deserves another shot at it.
Well, look, if they duplicate the 2016 team, which was also 1-4, and made it to the playoffs and win a playoff game, then I will say okay. But from the start of this season, even last season, even in 2023, I was saying the measure of a successful season is winning a playoff game. In 2022, they already showed us they could make the playoffs. They showed us they could make the playoffs with two missing games. So now you have to go to the next step. You have to show us that you can win a playoff game. And now here we are almost three seasons later and two plus seasons later, and you're not on track to make the playoffs. Not only that, your best game this season was probably that loss to Buffalo, right? I mean, you held on for that Jets game. And so I don't see progress. I don't see the cavalry coming because Tyreek is out for the season. Maybe James Daniels and Austin Jackson come back, but what is that going to do for you? This season is pretty much a lost cause. And the reason that I say that Mike can't come back next season as opposed to he should lose his job today, I think the players are still listening to Mike, okay? And so I think the players like Mike. I think the players respect Mike. But one more loss, two more losses, they're going to stop listening to Mike. And at that point, to me, that's when you need to make the change.
Did he have anything interesting to say at his press conference today? Was there anything that you came away with?
No, not really. I mean, he was, you know, he was the low-key Mike that he's been this season. You know, the jokes aren't there because nothing's funny when you're 1-4. So he was the normal low-key Mike today that he's been all season. And, you know, look, I like Mike. This is not a personal thing. This is business, right? That, you know, you were given the best talent this organization has had in two decades and you couldn't do anything with it. It's time for a change. But yeah, Mike was the same Mike today.
So Perk, why Mike McDaniel, or I guess, let me ask it this way. We were talking earlier about who should go first. And I believe it's inevitable. Both will go, Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. Does it matter who ends up getting fired first? Do you feel like one needs to go before the other? Do you feel like they all have to go together? Does that process matter in your eyes?
It's rare that a GM gets fired mid-season. I think the Jets might have been the last team to do it a few years ago. Usually the coach goes mid-season and the GM goes, you know, after the season. But I said in the column twice that Steve Ross needs to take a broom to this organization, meaning Greer, McDaniel, Tua, that you shouldn't bring any of them back because they've all shown that they're not good enough to get you where you need to get. And as far as Tua, look, you can take the Russell Wilson Denver approach, right, where you just take the financial pain, or you can take the Atlanta Kirk Cousins approach where you have him on the roster, but he's not the starter, and maybe you wait for a desperate team to come by and offer you a trade. But to me, none of these guys have shown, and they've had three-plus seasons together, that they can take you where you need to be. You should have a playoff win by now. I'm not saying that you should be at Kansas City level, but you should be at the Buffalo-Baltimore level. And it's important to point out that neither Josh Allen nor Lamar Jackson have been to a Super Bowl, right? So it's not like I'm saying they should be at some great level. They should be as good as those teams, and they're nowhere near those teams. So I think to get a clean start, you take all three of them out, and because I wouldn't want to bring in a new GM and say you have to have Mike McDaniel and Tua. I wouldn't want to have to bring in a new coach and say you've got Chris Greer and Tua. If they want to keep Tua next season, if there's a new GM and a new coach, and if they want to keep Tua, that's fine. But to me, you know, given Tua's limitations as far as mobility and performance in big games, at big moments, right, we've seen the interceptions against New England and Buffalo, late-game interceptions, I say make a clean sweep, take the financial pain, and start all over again.
I know you said that the team still likes Mike and he doesn't seem to have lost the locker room. Is there any splintering that you can notice? One of the things Crowder had told us this week was when you see a team up 17, the defense can't hold on to that lead, that while everyone might be kumbaya in public, you might start to get that splintering where the offense is saying, hey, defense, can you stop someone? The defense might be saying to the offense, hey, offense, can you maybe, you know, rush for some yardage and stay on the field a little bit longer? You sense any kind of splintering?
I don't. But I'll tell you this. I did have a very interesting conversation with Jack Jones today. And so I went up to him and, you know, I like to do one-on-ones. I don't like to do group interviews. I like to talk to players one-on-one and establish a relationship. So I went up to Jack and I said, Jack, just give me some football knowledge. What's your mindset in bouncing back in a game and in a season when you have the penalties that you had last game? And I said, I'm not going to write this. We're just talking. And he goes, no, you need to write this. So I was like, all right, Jack. And so he goes off on this long rant about how the game is built for the offense to succeed and the calls aren't equal. And when the defensive player is just trying to keep up, he's going to get called. And he said, and Jack Jones is great. Jack Jones is a very stand-up guy. Remember what he said about Amon-Ra St. Brown during the joint practice? He cooked me. You know, so Jack Jones is, and I knew Jack was going to be very open and honest about it, but he went on a nice rant, and then David Peronis, my coworker at the Sun Sentinel, walked up, and Jack kept going, and we lingered too long. You know, strategically in a locker room, you want to have the story to yourself, and Barry Jackson noticed we were over there, so Barry Jackson came over, so it's going to be in the Herald and the Sentinel, damn it, but it won't be in the Palm Beach Post. But Jack Jones.
Barry Jackson's a lurker. Let's all be honest. Barry Jackson's a lurker.
Always have to look over my shoulder for Barry. He moves like a cat. Jack was very good. He was very open about the situation, and you know, and you can read about it in the Sun Sentinel tomorrow. David Peronis will write it about which calls that Jack Jones thought were legit in the game and which he weren't, which he didn't think so, and he credited Hunter Renfrow from Carolina as being shrewd and knowing how to work the system to get the call. So Jack was very realistic, but Jack also kind of went off kind of on the game and the way it's kind of rigged against defensive players.
There's part of, you know, this entire situation where the Dolphins are in, Perk, that, you know, somebody who's had this very skeptical view of everything that's been happening, I'd say it's also a little unlucky with the injuries as well. And yep. I think Jack Jones is one of those guys they brought in and they were hoping he would exceed the expectations set on him. And there's a couple other examples on the defense specifically. How would you grade how, you know, some of these guys who were signed, whether off waivers, whether off the practice squad, how would you grade how the Dolphins have managed all the big injuries to the defense through 5 weeks?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Well, you know, I'll say this. The roster construction and the planning was bad. And I give this is institutional failure. And that's what I said in the column, is that the institution has failed here because you didn't prepare for the cornerback situation properly, right? You knew that Jalen Ramsey wanted out. And so instead of drafting a cornerback in the third or fourth round, you traded out of those rounds and traded up to get Jonah, and you left the cupboard bare at cornerback. And so, you know, when Storm Duck and Cater get injured, you've got nothing left. You don't have a rookie. You don't have any vets. As far as the offensive line, well, you needed to build better depth. And that's biting you in the butt right now. You signed Liam Eikenberg, re-signed Liam Eikenberg, and he was injured. And Mike McDaniel tells us it's some kind of a chronic condition. Well, what was your plan? Like, you knew he wasn't going to take the field anytime soon. What was the plan? And so with a lot of these injuries, it's the management. I mean, it's the planning here that you didn't have a backup plan. And really, I go to just this whole philosophical change of we're going to win with youth and draftees instead of winning with vets and free agents. Okay, if you're going to win with youth and draftees, why the heck are you trading out of the third and fourth round? Like, and now you're going to rely on fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders? You basically made it a two-person draft. Jonah in the second round and Kenneth Grant in the first round. Like, nobody's realistically thinking fifth, sixth, and seventh rounders are going to contribute as rookies. So, your philosophical change doesn't really jive with what you did on draft day. And I think it goes with the cornerback plan. Like, what was your plan at cornerback with Jalen Ramsey gone? What was your plan at tight end with Jonnu Smith gone? I just see a lot of these things as bad planning, and it's what's been happening in this whole three-plus-year administration of Greer and McDaniel. It's not been good enough. I'll say this. Greer and McDaniel did a great job of amassing talent, but they just didn't deploy it correctly. And they didn't build enough backups, and now you're paying the price for it.
So all that being said, you give them any kind of puncher's chance Sunday about, you know, I guess coming back from a collapse against a team that shouldn't be able to come back against you with Bryce Young,
right,
quarterback, the 17-point deficit. Do you give them a chance Sunday to come out and make some sort of emphatic statement like, hey, we took one on the chin, but we're not going anywhere. We're still here. We're still playing. We're going to play some good football.
I do. Yeah. I definitely do. Now, I picked the Chargers to win 28-20, but I don't expect this team to fold. I've written this the last couple of years, and I believe it right now. I like the fighting spirit of this team. This team doesn't give up. They don't quit. They might not be very good, and they might make some boneheaded errors, but they don't quit. They don't point fingers. They haven't quit on Mike McDaniel. I like the competitiveness, the fighting spirit of this team. They just aren't very good. And the reason they aren't very good is because of Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel. I don't expect Jack Jones to go out there and play like a Pro Bowl player or Daniel Brunskill or Keon Smith or a lot of these other guys that have been thrust into these roles. They're busting their butt. They're doing the best they can. They're just not very good, and they're put in this position through bad organizational planning. So they do have a chance on Sunday. I definitely think they have a chance. And I think under McDaniel, I figured out this number today. I think they're 18-7 or something like that at home under McDaniel. So I definitely give them a chance, but I don't know that they're going to be good enough to beat the Chargers, who are also having their own injury issues at offensive line and running back like the Dolphins. So who knows what will happen, but I don't think that they're just going to get their butts kicked.
Perk, that offensive line might be the only one worse than the Dolphins
coming in. Exactly.
And I don't care. I think the Tua versus Herbert conversation is officially dead. Like that's never one that the Dolphins are going to feel like they won. But no matter what the situation is, Perk, it's always going to feel good to beat Justin Herbert, whether it's with Tua, whether it's with whoever. So even if this loss is – even if a win this Sunday, in the grand scheme of things is meaningless – go beat Justin Herbert if you can every single time.
Yeah. You don't want to keep hearing about that, do you? Chris Greer or Mike McDaniel or anybody at this facility that, you made the wrong choice, you drafted the wrong guy. Yeah, you want Tua to stick it to Justin Herbert and so that you can say, see, like we didn't necessarily make the wrong choice. By the way, if I'm not mistaken, Tua is better in the playoffs than Herbert, right? Tua 0-1, Herbert 0-2, so there's that.
That's right. That's right.
It's an excellent stat to have in my arsenal there.
Right.
When I'm arguing
exactly.
For Tua. That's
exactly.
A good one. Read Chris Perkins' work in the Sun Sentinel. Make sure you have the Sun Sentinel app. Make sure you subscribe to the Sun Sentinel as well. Listen to Perk Sunday, Game Day Uncensored, right here on this very radio station with Solana and Tobin. Thank you, Perk.
All right, Solana, we'll talk Sunday.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.